Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, June the 5th, 2007, and welcome to our interview with Halsey Weiss, Chief Executive Officer of Intergraph Corporation, along with Reed French, Chief Operating Officer. This is Joe Francieca, and I'm joined by my colleague, Adina Schutzberg. We spoke with Mr. Weiss and Mr. French regarding Intergraph's situation since it went private late last year and the results of its recently concluded users conference in late May. But first, a word from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Digital Globe, the world leader for global commercial Earth imagery and the only geospatial content provider delivering end-to-end solutions for global imagery, acquisition, and integration. Digital Globe's commitment to developing open systems to the world's largest library of combined high-resolution satellite and aerial imagery makes Digital Globe the preferred content partner for imagery-enabled applications within the commercial sector. See us online at digitalglobe.com.
So our first question is, does Intergraph see itself differently now that it's private? And, does that change how you communicate with potentially new customers?
Joe, I think as we outlined to our global customers in Nashville, I think that there's the private ownership format allows us to be a lot more bold in terms of our long-term thinking, in terms of our R&D investments, as well as some of our inorganic investments through acquisitions, large and small, tactical and strategic.
Do you see those acquisitions coming in the sort of broader technology space? In other words, you'll acquire technology to support your entire organization, or do you see that being more vertically focused on industries where you'll focus your efforts?
I think, certainly we wouldn't exclude horizontal sort of technology acquisitions that would be applicable to all areas of our business, as well as areas that helped us continue to enhance our vertical focus. So that's not a hedge. It's just a fact that many of the technologies that we have in Intergraph, including spatial GIS, et cetera, transcend across almost every market that we have. And so we view that competency as a strong one, and we're responsible and in a disciplined manner where we could expand and enhance that horizontally, we will do that. Having said that, one of the lessons that we have continued to reinforce inside Intergraph at the request of our customers is that we think we have some very unique and differentiated skills in a number of vertical markets, and that we will continue to be very focused in doing things well in the areas that we have some competency and some differentiation, and not, going a mile wide and inch deep, which perhaps was one of our weaknesses of the past.
I'd like to follow up from that and talk a little bit about which areas are going to be the deep ones at this point, specifically in spatial. I mean, we're getting the sense that this is sort of a local government utilities side, and then sort of a push in the homeland security sort of side. And how do those?
I would say that, I think the expertise that we have, as I mentioned, from a technology standpoint, and you two know it well, our customers know it well, it really transcends across many different industries. What we have concluded with some enthusiasm is that the technology by itself, without the vertical domain expertise, is less differentiated and less valuable without having both parts of that combination. And so while we'll always sell spatial software, in addition to our GIS and spatial technical capabilities, we have people that are domain experts in utilities, in communications, in military, in intelligence, in photogrammetry, in security. And that domain expertise really, on top of the technical expertise, is really something that I think that will continue to distinguish us into the future.
Okay, so how does that fit in with not being a mile wide and an inch deep? I mean, that's a whole long list you just said, and maybe there are going to be more sort of industry-focused solutions that include spatial.
Yeah, well, I think that we've refined over the last 4 years a number of things. We've paired our portfolio in terms of industry focus and product focus down to the lineup that we have that you're familiar with, that we feel fits very well in the strike zone that we have. And the markets that we have are certainly large enough and growing at rates where there's more than ample opportunity to expand in that area.
I'd also say that one of the things that we've really tried to do is go beyond, providing simply a geospatial application that can be used as a platform for doing things into specific workflow applications that are designed for that industry. So, two quick examples, obviously InService, which is our outage management product, which is directed towards the utilities and communications field, is built around GIS, but it does, a specific workflow relative to how to fix a power outage or a communications outage. Another would be Image Scout, which is a product used in a military or an intelligence environment for, basically analyzing imagery. So this would be raster imagery from either, flyovers or from satellites and doing change detection, storage, management, organization of that information in a very cogent and directed way towards that particular industry.
Right, so we sort of moved away from GeoMedia as a platform for all potential GIS users to using that and other technologies toward very specific workflows.
Yeah, and in GeoMedia, it remains within our SG&I division, it remains our number one selling product, it continues to grow nicely. But I think what you'll continue to see us transform towards is using that as the core that we then build a workflow application around that becomes a product that we then go to market with. And I think that we've done that successfully over the last several years, and I think you'll see us continue to do that in the industries that we've selected to target.
Reed, do you see that there's going to be that you'll be allowed to invest more in R&D now that the company is private? I think one of the strengths of Intergraph has always been the investment in very strong products. But there has been a lot of cost cutting in the last several years. Do you see the investment in R&D going up now?
Well, I think Halsey commented on this in his opening remarks is that, R&D for 2007 is at the highest level that it's been, and I believe the statement is 15 years. We continue to believe that good, solid product development work is the key to our future and is the key to making sure that our existing customers and the new customers that we sign on are happy with the solutions that we bring to market and that they select. I think the advantage that being private gives us is that, and you guys know this well, in the industries that we serve, there's certain industries that are being quarterly driven, being focused on quarterly level profitability fits very well with the business. And so an example for that would be like retailing, right? So, if you're an apparel company, there are seasons that you sell certain types of clothing, and those seasons are associated with quarters, fall, winter, spring, summer. Well, in the geospatial industry, you cannot measure products in quarters. It's just not possible. It takes much longer to develop them, and it takes a fair amount of time for them to be rolled out, and then they're used extensively for, in many cases, 10 to 15 years. And so the flexibility of being private and not being completely quarterly driven, which all public companies are, gives us the ability to be a little bit more nimble and, frankly, be a little bit more patient around R&D efforts that that may take years to pay off.
What about the fact that, with the cost cutting, there may have been a decrease in the company's brand? Does the new acquisition allow you guys to pour more money into branding the company, going out with a stronger go-to-market strategy?
Yeah, let me address that, Joe. I think that some may have that view. I think our view and the view of the customer base is that the business transformation efforts that we've taken as a company have actually done the opposite, have actually enhanced the brand. I think 4 or 5 years ago, some people had questions on survivability of Intergraph, let alone direction and future value. I think that the brand of Intergraph, while always very valuable, has over the past 5 years been significantly enhanced. And I think that the private ownership of late is additional validation that, among the world's most sophisticated investors, they see great value in the Intergraph brand, technology, and people in the way that we serve the markets that we do. So I guess I wouldn't agree with the comment that the brand has been devalued. Obviously, I think that over the last 4 years, there's been a significant increase in value in the Intergraph brand.
I mean, the reality is, as a percentage of revenue, our sales and marketing spend is up significantly over the last 3 years. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, I wish I had a survey that I could point to relative to brand recognition or whatever. I do not. What I can say is that, you know, relative to our attendance at our user conference, which is a good metric as to how attracted people are to the company and the products that they bought from the company, we've done very well there. I mean, we have dramatically increased the attendance at that conference over the last 3 years. And, you know, certainly I think, you know, marketing the products and the capabilities that Intergraph has are is an area that we need to continue to improve as a company. But I don't think that I would agree with Halsey that I don't believe that over the last 3 years that either the brand or the recognition of the company has actually decreased. I would say that it's increased.
Well, from our perspective, it appears that, you know, during the time of transition, there are a lot of people kind of waiting on the fence to see what happened to the company. So my remarks are with respect to, you know, the Intergraph's visibility among our user base, the fact that, you know, the growth in the company is still in the 5-7% range. So, you know, my take is that, you know, there are a lot of people where you might want to see stronger growth have perhaps been sitting on the sidelines until, you know, the transition, you know, phase was completed.
Yeah, I think, Joe, what we've come to learn, and we spent a lot of time, money, and effort into trying to get to the double helix of DNA of what the Intergraph brand stands for, and stands for a number of things, but really through the customer's eyes, one of the things that really differentiates Intergraph from many out there is that the post-sale service and support that people get from Intergraph exceeds the pre-sale hype and commitment. A lot of times, technology companies especially get in trouble that way. I think you knew well enough that certainly we have challenges and projects in areas as well. But on the margin, our service and our customer satisfaction metrics are much higher than our peer group. And I think that has a great to deal with our brand equity. And so people feel like Intergraph is a choice and a decision that if their company, their organization, or their government makes a choice to go with Intergraph, that the people of Intergraph will never leave that group standing or hanging.
I want to talk a little bit more about the transition phase, which I guess I would argue we're sort of still in. I don't know what the official time scope for that is. But one of the things that we were very excited about a couple of years ago is to see Peter Batty come on board, and then we were sort of surprised to see him not be on board more recently. Are there other changes that are going on, and sort of as things settle down personnel-wise as well, and how's that going to, again, help maintain that vision for the company?
I would just say you're absolutely right. We continue to be in going through our part of our business transformation, and we expect that that's a positive. Just as we were the last 4 years, we expect the next 3 years to present us new opportunities to improve the customer experience and the impact our company has on the people that use our software. Intergraph, as you know, has been around for 35 years. It will be around for another 35 years. The company is bigger than any one person, including me or Peter Batty or Reed French. And so my worry is not there about that at all. You know, we're always looking to continue to add sophisticated talent and new ideas to the company, and that will be no different in the next 5 years.
I just add one comment, which is that, you know, I mean, people, they're different, you know, they're different words to use. I think that the reality is that Intergraph will continue to change and transform, you know, over the coming years. Some people will use that as transition. I simply refer to it more as change. And there's a great quote from Jack Welch, which basically is that if the rate of change on the outside is greater than the rate of change on the inside, the end is near. And the basic gist behind it is that if your market is changing a lot, and I would, you know, argue that the geospatial market is changing more today and over the last several years than it has in probably the previous 10. So that means that the companies that serve that market have got to change a lot. And that relates to products and people and focus area and investment dollars and all of those things. And so, I mean, I personally don't fear it. I mean, I think we will continue to change, and there are areas that we will really dive down deep into in order to really bring a meaningful solution to that market that solves a problem for them that will help us to grow. And so, I think you'll continue to see it from Intergraph.
Okay. Are there some early indicators of some of those changes that you can point to, or is it too early, especially, again, speaking specifically in geospatial?
Well, I would say that, I mean, probably the biggest one that we've been incredibly successful with has been really marrying together our geospatial assets and our public safety assets to create a true incident command, public safety and security solution. And, you know, we have been tremendously successful at this by any metric. I mean, in terms of our growth in that area, in terms of the customers that we've won. I mean, we are the computer brains behind, you know, the New York Metropolitan Transit Authority security system that's going on. We are the computer brains behind the SBINet project. And so, I think as an organization, we are really proud of that, of that focus and really marrying together two things that we had great assets around, but which the rest of the market has not been able to copy or follow. And so I think you'll
I would add to that, to Reed's point there. That's exactly right. I mean, it was perceived by many in the industry as a very bold move, but it's definitely a step where Intergraph has been and remains to be the leader by really aggressively fusing spatial technologies into the security industry. I mean, there's no one else out there that has done this to the depth that Intergraph has, period.
So do you see that, you know, this is kind of the future of the company, that you're going to hit these target markets with very distinct solutions and market the company with those solutions as opposed to being a pure product company? I mean, you know, for many years, you know, Intergraph tried to compete with Esri, you know, GeoMedia versus, you know, ArcGIS and whatever. It seems to me that you're really positioning the company more towards kind of a mini systems integrator. And you know, is that the strategy of the company to continue along those lines and then build from there? Because you're right, your successes in the security industry are well-founded, and that is where your strength is. So, you know, is that the strategy going forward, and will you essentially focus on that area, in other words, to build profit and then, you know, look at another area that's going to be profitable?
Well, yeah, Joe, I would say that, again, we are not focused on becoming a generic horizontal provider because there are a lot of players in that game, and that's a game that, you know, that many in the industry have argued that ultimately devolves more towards commoditization. And when you have a vertical differentiated expertise and technology that has domain experience on top of that, say, more defensible, differentiated market position that can command a premium in a future where some of the GIS-oriented technology becomes commoditized. And so our view is that we'll continue to build and enhance with a product mentality in vertical markets where we have domain expertise, and the combination of those two focus areas will distinguish us from many other horizontal players.
Now,
Joe, one comment I would just make is that, I mean, just note, like in the example I used with GeoMedia, you know, which and Incident Analyst, that's a product. I mean, that has a price list, and you know, I mean, it's sold as a product that can be implemented by any of our existing public safety customers, as well as public safety customers that use other computer-aided dispatch systems. So, I mean, we're not afraid of doing systems integration work for the benefit of our customers, but don't take from that we want to become a systems integrator. I mean, we have always been, and I think always will be, a product-focused company.
What then is the role of partnerships with system integrators? How is that going to play out?
Systems integrators continue to be valuable partners to us, and that's a channel that we have, and I think back through the history of Intergraph, that's a channel that we have and have some maturity with that some of our competitors don't. And so we'll continue to work with them. We're probably one of the few companies out there, just to make this a more tangible discussion, that has the capability and competence to speak in the syntax and vocabulary used by both the state, local, and first responder communities at the local levels, as well as the vocabulary and syntax that are discussed in, you know, domestic and international federal security agencies. The federal agencies, both here in the U.S. and abroad, speak very different languages than the local agencies. We have a unique ability to speak both of those vocabularies through our 35 years of experience in those markets. Our relationships with the systems integrator plays a very positive role in there, and we'll continue to cultivate those relationships.
Okay, well, great, Halsey. Yeah, I don't want to take up too much more of your time.
We appreciate your time and effort, and we'll look forward to staying in close touch with you guys.
That wraps up another Directions on the News podcast for Tuesday, June the 5th. We just wanted to remind you that Digital Globe is the world leader for global commercial Earth imagery and the only geospatial content provider delivering end-to-end solutions for global imagery, acquisition, access, and integration. See us online at digitalglobe.com. Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll be with us next time, and be sure to tell a friend.